I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, my name's Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of them is that I'm addicted to publicity, really addicted. I was on radio a few months ago complaining that I don't get papped, and then all of a sudden I started getting papped for 3 months. And then I found out that Carrie Bickmore had done a prank on me and paid someone to follow me around taking photos. She thought that I would be unhappy about it, but she was wrong. I loved every moment of it, and now I'm going to pay that guy to follow me around, right? Because I love publicity. I do. I would do anything for publicity. A little while back, I drank my own urine on our radio show. Yes, I did. And you know why I did it? So it would end up in the paper, and it did. So now if you Google my name, the first thing that comes up is that I drink my own urine. And people, my wife was upset. That night I went home and I wanted a kiss from her, and she said, I'm not kissing your urine-soaked mouth. I said, really? This urine-soaked mouth paid for this house. Because publicity is great. I will never get sick of publicity. I never wear sunglasses, so everyone has a chance to spot me. And I get very disappointed when people don't know who I am. Recently walking down the street, I gave a big, hugey smile to two women I thought were locals. They were German backpackers. They looked back at me like Wolf Creek had come to the city. But am I too much into publicity? We're going to find out during the show, but everyone's got problems. Let's get the show started! Where we take problems and turn them into solutions. Now, I couldn't do it without my beautiful team of problem solvers. So, can you put your hands together again? Come on, guys. The wonderful Judith, Lucy, Harley, Fred, Jimmy Steins, and Tom Gleeson.
Yes, thank you.
First off, Judith, I've got to clear something up.
Sure.
I am not stealing your look, all right? So.
Yeah. The last thing I need at this point in my life is to be confused with a middle-aged man.
Anyway, all right, I'm sorry. Now, I'm not.
No.
You're right.
You are a very handsome woman, though, Hugh.
I appreciate that, yes.
And am I a good-looking man?
You're a strapping bloke.
Great.
Now, Yumi, you haven't been on the show before,
nah.
So you're excited, I know. Yes. You have a cookbook which has been going gangbusters all summer called Endless Summer.
You didn't say the first bit.
Oh, yeah. Zero.
Fucks.
Guys, we've just got through our quota of fucks.
That's all right. You said zero fucks. We haven't said any yet.
All right. It's a great book, so get that, people. Now, Tom, you haven't been on the show before.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to expect.
Well, it's like hard chat.
Yes.
Except we try to, you know, help people.
Okay, you just help the problems.
Yeah, no, we get their problems, we laugh at their problems, but then we find a solution for their problems.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, I've got an investment property. What should I do with it, Husey? Just trying to think of something you could relate to.
Yes, let the people who are renting it have a meth lab and they'll pay the rent easily. Anyway, let's get started. Now, these are real problems and they need real solutions. So let's take this seriously. Someone on this panel has a problem. Tom, what's your problem?
My problem is my wife wanted me to have a hobby.
Yep.
Because I've always considered comedy to be my hobby,
yes.
But it's now my career and I enjoy it. And I say I don't play golf, I'd have nothing else going for me.
Yeah.
And so I thought, what did I used to like doing when I was a kid? I used to love riding a motorbike on the farm. So I thought, I'll get a dirt bike. So I got a dirt bike and now I can't enjoy it because every time I go for a ride, she thinks I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, right. So she wants you to be...
I'm going
to
die because I'm a father and when you become a dad, you're not allowed to die ever.
I know.
See, my father could not have cared less about that stuff. This is entirely true. Tony Lucy had a massive heart attack. Doctors basically said to him, if you don't completely change the way you live, you'll be lucky to live for another 6 months. So Dad's idea of giving up smoking was to go from smoking cigars, a pipe and 2 packets of unfiltered Camel cigarettes a day to smoking cigars, a pipe and roll your own cigarettes.
Yeah.
And his idea of giving up drinking was the doctor can get fucked. You know what? Tony Lucy lived for another 13 years.
Good on
so
him.
So what I'm saying is it's a lottery. Life's a lottery.
It is. You never know when it's going to be over.
No,
so.
And impermanence is a great lesson to teach your children.
That is so refreshing to hear, Judith. Thank you. I'm going to start riding my bike without a helmet while smoking.
See? This is all falling into place.
Yeah. I have a solution for you. I'll buy one and I'll come out and we'll go riding together.
Yeah.
Our wives will both hate us, but we'll have someone to share it with.
That's great. And we'll both do it without a helmet on. We'll be smoking. We'll both be doing heroin. Absolutely.
We need to check your skills before we let you go, all right? So we're going to bring out a bike here. We want you to drive a motorbike around the actual studio.
Like mine?
No, not like yours, but similar to yours, right? So if you can get on that and do one lap of this set, where you're going to be okay. And Ali's going to have to deal with it,
it's
right?
It's a trials bike.
No, I mean, you're a tall man, so whatever bike you've got, you're going to look ridiculous on, so...
You must be devastated about that, Hughes.
Yeah, so if he gets around here one circuit and he's OK to just go out on the road bike.
I've got teaspoons bigger than that stand.
Mate, are you scared or what? Are you a real man?
I'm not feeling great about it.
Here we go.
Jeez.
Here we go. Can he get around? Can he get around? Can he get around? Can he get around? Coming up, an audience member has a problem, and it's a tricky one. Will we solve it? Don't go anywhere!
The Professor and the Hack. Accessible politics with just a touch of depth. I'm Hugh Rimmington.
And I'm Peter Van Onselen. You can find us, The Professor and the Hack, wherever you find quality podcasts.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem. We'll stop at nothing to find the right solution, gang. And we love looking after our audience on this show, and one audience member really needs our help. So can we put our hands together and welcome to the show, Jessica. Come on, guys.
Hi.
Here she comes. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you going?
Come and sit down. I'm going really good. We're having a good time.
Hi.
Jessica, what is your problem?
My second cousin keeps cracking on to me.
So that's...
Queensland, I imagine?
No, a bit further than that, in Lebanon, actually.
Right. Lebanon. So via Skype, or how's he doing it?
In real life. I try and visit every year. And
because you've got family in Lebanon?
Yeah, it's my heritage.
Yeah.
And the last time I went, it just keeps getting weirder with every trip.
Yeah, right.
The last time I went, we visited. He lives in a rural area in the mountains and took me down to see the goats in his... He's got, like, a farm. No one else grew up with goats.
Has he got a lot of goats?
Two.
Well, that's...
It's like you've got to start somewhere. It's like Bitcoin. Two goats become 10 goats.
Well, it's more than one. Yeah, it's not bad. And it just got a bit weird. As a parting gift, he gave me a chicken egg to say goodbye, which I don't know if it's symbolic, you know, fertilizing my egg.
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah, so I just
one egg.
Know. Just one egg, yeah.
For two goats and you got one egg.
Yeah, one. It just gets a bit strange. And he's sent, some funny emojis, like the wink emoji. You know?
So is he your age? Is he around...
A bit younger. A little bit younger.
Well, yeah. He's got a crush. Who didn't have a crush on their older cousin, guys?
Yeah.
With me, all my cousins are variations on what I look like, so I found it very easy to avoid my own cousins.
I remember going around to my cousin's house to visit my cousin Joe, who's my age, and his sister, Carmel, was topless in the backyard, just sunbathing, and I backed out of that backyard, but I never forgot.
I am originally from Queensland, and I've got a cousin who married a cousin, and that was a fun wedding. It was a third cousin.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's illegal to marry your first cousin.
No, it's legal in Australia to marry
your
cousin.
To marry your first?
Yes.
That raises a question. What's your problem?
Now, let's have a look at... I mean, cousins have got married over the years. Some really famous people married their cousins. Charles Darwin, he married his cousin, first cousin, Emma Wedgwood. And so he came up with the theory of natural selection. And so, you know, strong genes get through, I think, is that what he or... Yeah, so, I mean, that's interesting. Saddam Hussein married his first cousin. that's not a joke. Apparently he was flirting in that photo. He actually married his first cousin. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. They're both great-great-grandchildren of Queen Victoria.
Yeah, so. The royals are nutty for it, though.
Yes. Yeah, so it can happen, though, can't it?
Well, they want to keep the fortune in the family, I guess.
Yeah,
and they're aliens.
and syphilis in the family as well.
But, I mean, have you made it very clear? Have you just said this
is
revolting?
It's family, so do I... This is the thing, do I make it awkward?
You call the police. That's what you do.
Yeah, but the police might have a different attitude where in the village that she comes from. Is there any police...
There's no police in a third world country.
No, you guys are all crazy. You've got this gorgeous girl who arrives from a foreign country. She's city, she's smart, she's educated. She walks in, she'd have this glow about her. They would all be jacking off furiously to you. Cousins or not, I know.
Yeah, or do they just want a visa?
Bit of both.
Well, I think we need to put a full stop to it, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, you were not happy with it, so it just needs
to
stop.
No, so do I say something and make it awkward? I just feel like I need to protect other bloodline members. It's got to stop.
Oh, yeah, right, so you want
to... It's a bigger issue of consent here than it is of being related to him. It's pretty simple. You say no, that's meant to
mean
that.
Or take a goat and run.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Smash the egg.
Yeah. Symbolic.
Is this place near the border with Israel?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Straight rocket could have solved it for you. I'm just saying, you know, there can be benefits to even bad times.
Yumi, were you ever in love with one of your cousins?
I do have some pretty hot cousins.
Yeah, right.
I think it's fair enough that he fancies you and looks up to you and admires you. Just if it makes you feel uncomfortable, then you have to just tell him in a sweet way. If he's young, he's still learning this stuff.
So I've got a present for you that you can wear when you go over there, all right? So this is a T-shirt that you can wear. All right, so... Say no to cousin love, that's what it says. So you can have that,
thank
all right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you. So you might think that celebrities live problem-free lives. Well, you're wrong. They have problems too. And one brilliant celebrity is about to walk out here and tell us her issue. Give it up for Channel 10's legendary newsreader, Sandra Sully. It's wonderful to have you on the show, and I don't think any of us can fathom what possibly could be going wrong in your life. What's going wrong?
I don't have many problems, but this one is a conundrum.
Yeah.
I'm a sports fan and a Queensland girl. Grew up with rugby league and rugby union.
Yep.
The very first AFL game I ever went to was Collingwood v Carlton. I picked my team, Carlton. I don't live in Melbourne. I've lived in Sydney for over 25 years. I mostly go to the Swans and Giants games. My daughter is a fan of both. My husband was a sponsor of the Giants. They're at me to give up my team of nearly 30 years and switch to the Giants or the Swans.
I back for the Carlton Football Club in the AFL, and they finished last on the ladder last year, so...
Well, I think almost the last how many years?
Yeah, they've been terrible for a long time.
But now, that shouldn't factor into it, should it?
The president of the Carlton Football Club got asked, you know, are they going to improve? And he actually said this as a positive. He said, we couldn't get any worse. So,
I never thought this sentence would come out of my mouth, but Sandra Sully, I'm disappointed in you. I'm deeply, deeply disappointed. We live in troubled times. Partners and children come and go, Sandra. Loyalty to a football team that should never waver.
Now, I reckon you should go for the Swans, because I moved from Sydney to Melbourne and I used to be at parties and people would say to me, what team do you go for? And I'd be like, I'm from Sydney, I don't have a team. And then they'd walk off and talk to other people. So I learnt one day at a party when they said, what team do you go for? I just said, Swans! And we chatted about other things and I was socially acceptable. And the great thing about the Swans is they always make September.
They do.
It's a massive bandwagon. Every September you learn the captain's name and you get on with it. Go for the Swans!
But the Giants are doing well too.
Yeah, the Giants are a great team. Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that.
The thing is, when you go to their games, you feel...
you know, disingenuous.
Sandra Sully, you're a football slut.
No, you need to decide. We're going to get two of the finest footballers in this country, AFL footballers in this country right now. We're going to bring them out here. We're talking from the Sydney Swans, young gun Isaac Heaney. Oh. And from the GWS Giants, co-captain Phil Davis.
Yes.
Oh. Here they come.
Hello.
You see, and then I kiss them, and then I have to pretend that I don't back for them.
Hey, Hughesy, just quickly before we start, Isaac, are you in the team at the moment?
Yes.
Good to know.
I hope so.
I need to know this shit.
No, he's an absolute superstar of the competition, and they're now going to plead for you to join them full
time.
How
hard are you going to plead?
Well, we're going to give him 30 seconds
Judy.
Each, all right? Isaac, you've got 30 seconds to plead your case. You can use any method you want to plead your case. I'm actually going to help you out, all right? Don't reveal that to her yet, but I'm going to help you out, all right? So for 30 seconds, I want you to start right now. Why should she barrack full time for the Sydney Swans?
Thought I'd get in early. You can have that as a little present from us. Firstly... I don't think Carlton should be in the question. Just throwing that out there. We get 40,000 to a game. These guys get 500. So, not much going on there. We have Buddy, best player in the comp, and has been for a long time, and superstar and...
Mark of the year. And do you have a little present for her there, yep?
There you go.
It wasn't to Sandra. No, it should have been personally autographed.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I think he's got a pen in his pants.
All right, Phil Davis.
No pressure, Phil.
Or get my poster now?
Yeah, you've got your poster. All right, let's just get your poster. Sorry, God, I've got his professional, Phil. He's the captain. Wears glasses.
Mine's not quite as good, but that's all right.
All right. So why should you barrack for the GWS Giants?
First things first, we can get rid of Carlton because basically that's just a team full of ex-Giants players. For those who don't know, they've got about 10 or 12 players that used to play for us. They're there now. Sorry, Hughesy.
The players who couldn't get a game for the Giants now play for Carlton.
Well, we've got an AFLW team. We like women. Young girls
yes.
playing. We,
now,
we're
you
really
guys
promoting
didn't do
that.
We
will soon know.
Swans actually said no when it was offered. So we said we'd definitely do it. They said
did.
They wouldn't. We're a bit classier. We wear clothes.
Oh. Look at that. All right, Sandra, this is the moment.
Are you going to help me?
Players need to come over here, guys. You know, I was not going to. We've got some breaking news. You've got three cards there. You need to look at them, make a decision. It's a big moment. People are going to just be flicking on Channel 10 right now and think that something serious is about to happen. Sandra Sully has cut into the middle of Hughesy. We have a problem.
This just in. After a long internal battle, legendary newsreader, me, has finally decided once and for all where her AFL allegiances lie. Against her better judgment, Sandra Sully has decided she is sticking with the Blues.
Woo! Thank you, Sandra Sully, for sticking with Carlton. And after the break, when's a good time to back down videos from your past? See you after this!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem. We've got 99 problems and a solution for all of them. So, and my guests tonight have done an incredible job of solving other people's problems, but how about their own? Let's get into it. Hey, Yumi, what's your problem?
When I first started working in entertainment, it was the year 2000, one of my first days on the job at Channel V, and as kind of a stunt, I pashed the singer Robbie Williams.
First day working?
Yeah, one of the first days. It was the first week.
Did both of you want that to happen?
There was consent.
Good.
Anyway, so this video is on the internet and still, like 18 years later, whenever I have to promote anything or talk about anything, journalists bring it up. So Robbie Williams, you pashed him the year 2000. Tell us about it. It's like it's 18 years ago. Like, I've done a fair bit since then. Can we talk about something else?
But let's have a look at the video right now. Oh. All right. This is the video.
Well, this is Yumi's first day.
It's your first day. What a pleasure to meet you. Are we going to snog? Should we?
Oh! What a way to start the day. Shall we have a seat?
My God! Did he hit on you after that, by the way?
Everyone wanted to know that. No, he didn't.
He didn't hit on you?
No.
Were you single at the time?
Yes.
Was he... Would he... If he had have, would he...
What is... What kind of question is that?
If he had have, would he have rooted it?
A Husey translator.
What do you think? What have you?
The thing is,
no,
I don't
he's not
really...
answering that. That's a yes.
So I've got four kids, and this stuff comes up all the time, and I want them to think that I'm cool, and I don't think that Robbie Williams is very cool.
What?
No, it's all relative. Well, it was cool then.
It was cool then, but that's then. They're like, Robbie who?
You can get videos taken down from YouTube.
You can't.
You can.
You can't.
You can get that taken down.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because, I mean, I know you're worried about Robbie Williams, but there is actually a sex tape out there of me and Michael Bublé. It just won't go away, Yumi, so I feel your pain.
Does she leave it up or does she try to get it taken down, she being you? What do you think, everyone?
Well, I just think this is... We've all got a past. There's all things that we've done. There's plenty of stand-up gigs of mine from early stages of stand-up that I'd rather not exist, but they're there, it's fine. I've progressed on, you've progressed on. If your kids don't think Robbie Williams is cool, taking it down won't change that.
Are you talking about that 1 year of commercial radio you did, Harley?
Yeah.
So we're going to leave it up. We're going to leave it up.
Leave it up.
You're going to deal with it. All right, fair enough. It's going to stay up. I'm going to watch it again. No, that sounded weird. Let's move on. Judith, you have a problem, don't you?
I do have a problem.
What is your problem?
Okay, so my relationship ended spectacularly badly last year.
Yep.
I may not be in a relationship again, and that is fine. What is not fine is that I'm still interested in having sex. Now, I think in certain circles, there's a belief that when a lady is over a certain age, it's time to hang up the vagina. And I'm not ready to hang up my vagina. I'd like to say that on national television.
No, should you?
And, how does a... I'm 50. How does a 50-year-old lady get laid if she's not in a relationship?
Is there a Tinder for people over 50? I don't know. I mean, what's your age?
It's not for me. I did consider sleeping with a male escort because, of course, I did that when I was 27.
Oh, there's no shame in that,
got
I believe, as long as everyone's happy.
Although it was over 20 years ago and it cost me $648.
Then?
So I think we can safely say I was screwed. Actually, the best part of that story is still that I bumped into the comedian Greg Fleet the next day.
Yeah.
He said, Jude, I would have done it for a flat 500, which was just a really lovely offer. But so I thought, well, putting the complexities of sleeping with someone and paying them to one side, I thought, well, maybe I can try that again at 50. So I went on an introduction date, which you can now do. So you hang out with them for about an hour, have a coffee or whatever.
To decide whether you want to sleep with them.
See if you want to follow through. And frankly, it cost me $50.
Yeah.
I bought all the drinks and he didn't ask me a single question, and I wanted to go, buddy, I can get this sort of disinterest for free.
All right, so what do we do with you, Judith? I mean, you've explored this stuff on TV shows before, haven't
this
you?
This is true.
Is it once you, in a documentary, you talk to a woman who is an interesting character?
I did a show for the ABC called Judith Lucy's All Woman, and one of the episodes was pretty much about sex and dating.
Yeah.
And we spoke to an amazing woman called Morgana who... in her 50s, decided to start making her own pornography.
In her 50s?
Yeah.
What a fascinating woman. Imagine if we could speak to her right now. Morgana Muse, just come out, everyone! Hello, Morgana. So, you know Judith.
Yes, I
Hello,
do.
Hello, Morgana.
Hi.
Great to see you. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
At what age did you decide to start making adult entertainment?
At age 47.
At 47, that's where I am right now. I'm 47, so I could go today.
Definitely.
This is an actual video we've got from your collection.
Lovely.
All right, so let's just have a look at you We're not going to show all of it, so, but we're...
No, it's a very limited
a little snippet of you in action. Here we go.
Tel qu'il est, il me plaît.
How did you come to want to make adult films?
In 2012, I came across a call out for entries for the Petra Joy Award. Now, this was a UK-based competition for first-time female erotic filmmakers.
Yep.
And I had an idea for a short film, and much to our shock and delight, the film ended up being the winning entry.
I just think that's amazing.
While we're at it, I reckon Logie's voting is open now too, so maybe we should.
But I've always been interested in the men who seem to be very good at performing in these films and make me always made me feel inadequate in their ability to sustain their performance over a certain period of time. How do they do it?
They have problems and it's okay, you just stop shooting.
If they run out of steam.
If they run out of steam.
And or they, just, they, yeah. their steam runs out too quick.
That's right.
I guess my question is, are you casting?
No, but that's...
Oh, you've got the role. That's OK. You don't need it.
Choosing, you've done it again.
Well, I think we're all falling in love with you, the ones who haven't already, and we'll be searching out your work. Is it available on YouTube?
No. There's a feature documentary about from housewife to pornographer.
And so, Judith, do you feel now, after having more time with Morgana, that you...
I think it's going to be comedian to pornographer.
I think you've helped a lot of people right now, including Judith,
absolutely.
Yes?
Absolutely, no question.
Give it up for Morgana Music! Time for Hughie's problem of the week, and in the opener I talked about the fact that I'm so desperate for publicity that when Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, who do a show called Carrie and Tommy Show on the radio, paid for a photographer to follow me for 3 months because I'd complained about the fact I didn't get papped, and Carrie gets papped a lot, she thought that would be a lesson and I would see that it's really intrusive. But I loved it and I was always looking to see whether photos were going to get published. And they never got published anywhere, and that disappointed me. And then I found out that it was a prank. I seriously want to pay that guy to follow me because I love publicity. This is the fake paparazzi guy. I was going to the gym a lot and they were turning up at the gym. I had no idea why. That's me. I love that shot. And this next one is after the gym. And I like that photo. And there's a coin on the ground. You can see that coin, and I picked that coin. I love those photos. I love publicity.
Why do you love it so much?
Because then people know I'm alive. we did a really nice thing. We paid off our producers a student loan from New Zealand, me and Kate Langbrook. It was her idea, and we paid off the student loan. And it was a lovely thing to do for Sasha French, who's a great producer. But we were hoping for a lot of publicity. And in New Zealand, it got mentioned. But in Australia, the only publicity we got was this one. It was the Cairns Post mentioned it. So, I mean, that's a great thing to do, isn't it?
You know? Yes.
And we need more credit for that. Last year on the radio, I'd heard about a Chinese firm who were punishing their sales employees for not reaching their sales targets by making them drink urine. And I talked about that story on the radio and I thought, how about I drink my own urine on the radio show and we'll have a good time. So but we put a video out online that you probably can still see of me drinking my own urine. Let's have a look at that, a little bit of that. The straw's in my mouth. I'm about to do it.
After secretion. It's like...
There's no issue
No,
there.
There's it's no... Fun. It's like weak cask wine.
It's like tea. Is it warm?
It's tepid.
It's tepid, right? And it sat there for a while. So, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Very clear wee.
It was clear.
You got a healthy wee.
You know what we need to do now, though? We need to bring out the king of Australian publicity, the man himself, it's celebrity publicist to the stars, Max Markson!
Good to be.
Max, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Now, you've seen some of the stuff I've done over the years. I mean, you're in the publicity game. Do you think I'm good at publicity?
You're average.
I'm average? I get a fair bit out there, man.
Look, drinking your own urine was a good stunt, but Madonna's done it before.
Has she?
Bear Grylls does it all the time when he's trying to survive on the middle of a desert
somewhere.
I know,
and he just could get a drink off the cameraman.
He could. When I look at you and think what you can do publicity-wise, I think if you want a worldwide publicity, and I think if you walked on water, Jesus is still milking that in the Bible.
So are you saying that Jesus was a publicity whore?
Yeah, he's just trying to sell a book. and best-selling book of all time.
It's the best-selling book of all time.
It's
the Bible.
It is.
So Jesus was great at publicity, wasn't he? I had no idea that the Bible and all this religious stuff was really just people seeking attention.
I don't imagine anyone hearing that is going to take offence.
Now, Judith, you used to complain about something they asked you to do on radio, didn't you?
Yes. So they said to us one day, no, you really, we need something stunty, and they said, look, we think you wouldn't do this, but we'd love you to do something like, and the idea was to run a competition where the woman who won got to impregnate herself with a celebrity's sperm.
Wow.
Max, what do you think about that?
Great idea. It is, because it's the gift that'll keep on giving, because the woman has the baby and it's a celebrity's baby, so when you get a chunk of money, but also, you've got then the child for the rest of its life will be a publicity generating machine for you.
Yeah, there's nothing ethically wrong with it at all.
Look, never let the ethics get in the way of being a publicist. I thought of another idea for you.
Yep.
I think you should fire yourself out of a cannon from the Sydney Harbour Bridge from the Sydney Harbour Bridge to the Opera House. I think that would get you massive publicity.
But is there a chance I could get hurt?
No, I don't think so, because there's water there, so you'll land in the water, you'll be fine.
But how do you feel about the fact that I drank my own urine? I mean, I know that you say Madonna and stuff did it, but, I mean, it got me some publicity.
Well, to me it sounds like you just got to up the ante. Eat your own poo.
I actually am thinking about eating my own poo now.
The other thing, if you really... You could moon...
I can moon.
Yeah, mooning's always a good one. That always gets publicity.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't think no one wants to see my ass, do they? Anyone?
Just the crack.
He's negotiating. Just the crack. I don't want to show him the crack. The top half. Just the top half. Come on.
What else can I do? Give me something else that I can
I know what you could do. You could probably, get a radio show and your own TV show.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think possibly I should just start to be happy with where I am, do you think?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
That's that, or...
Well, Paul, but don't hurt yourself. You've got kids.
Yes, and I should exploit them more.
You should.
Right, everyone, Max Markson! When we come back, it's Super Speed Yes or No!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back to the show. It's been incredible. We haven't got much time left, though, and there's so many problems to get through, so it's yes, no, fast answers. Here we go. Max has emailed. My brother got cold wedges at the chicken shop and is now attacking them on social media. Shouldn't he just go in and talk to them? Yes or no? Can you attack people at social media because of their wedges?
No.
No?
No, because there's nothing worse than a whole page on Facebook about someone who put their feet up on the plane when you could have just gone, excuse me, can you put your feet down?
Yes.
Saved everyone the bother.
Just talk to people. Yeah.
Talk to people.
Get off it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a cold chip.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Get a hobby. Really.
Yes. And if you didn't like the show tonight, don't tell us on social media. Tell us in person. Carrie has emailed. Is it okay to have close male friends when you're in a relationship? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, it's no problem at all. You know, you can share hobbies as long as that hobby doesn't involve letting other men put their penis in your vagina.
And it's not like one person's ever going to fill all your needs. You
no.
Know what I mean? Like, yeah. That would only work for me if someone made a robot out of Ryan Gosling, a Netflix subscription, and a goon bag. You know what I mean?
Helen has emailed, when I get together with my friend, all she does is complain about her job. Should she quit, yes or no?
Yes.
Quit your
yes.
job. Quit.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. That's the test you always say. People complain, you go, well, quit. And they're like, well, I can't quit because I got a mortgage and I got it. Well, you've answered your own question.
Yeah, stop keep complaining. Mark writes, I live with my parents. Should I have to disclose this on a first date, yes or no?
Yes.
Well, I mean, not if you're 12, but if you're 45.
Jeremy has a problem. Texting while walking is an absolute hate of mine. Is it okay to bump into these people on purpose, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
A good thing to do, I do it all the time, I'll line someone up and I'll just stand stationary. Fun. Oh, I'm right here. I bark at them as they go
you
past
you bark
me.
At them. this problem's from Anonymous. I just found out my ex-boyfriend is actually married with kids. Should I tell his wife he's been unfaithful, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Yeah, get it over and done with. It's working that stuff out in 30 years' time is so much worse.
Has anyone here ever had an affair with someone who was married? Be honest.
No.
Oh, marriage was breaking up.
Oh, and why was it breaking up? Because you were rooting
no,
in?
No. Broke up and then he, you know, actually went off with someone else.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, everybody lost apart from him.
Is it a bit like a jar? You loosened it and then someone else
exactly.
undid it.
Exactly. And someone else took the pickle.
Guys, that's all the yes or no problems we've got time for. How about we put our hands together as we bloody thank this great panel.
I've had the time of my life.
No, you haven't. You're a liar.
Excuse me?
Listen to 10 Speaks Podcast.